USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden went after each other during separate campaign stops in Iowa.
He was someplace in Iowa today, and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people.
Regarding policy, Biden wanted to focus Iowans on the president's trade war with China and other fights that have left American farmers hurting so badly. The administration is giving them money for lost export markets.
He thinks that being tough is great. Well, it's really easy to be tough when someone else absorbs the pain.
Though it wasn't an official event, the president took a moment to respond to Biden's comments.
With Biden, we would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points, the S&P down 1 point. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More states and countries are reducing pollution from plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Prime Minister announcing that Canada will ban harmful single-use plastics as soon as 2021. PM Justin Trudeau says right now Canadians are on track to throw away an estimated $11 billion worth of plastic materials every year by 2030. He says by improving the way that country manages plastic waste, it can reduce 1.8 million tons of carbon pollution, generate billions of dollars in revenue, and create about 42,000 jobs. Trudeau saying that with the longest coastline in the world and a quarter of the world's fresh water, Canada has a unique responsibility to lead in reducing plastic pollution.
Some attorneys general are moving to block the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. New York Attorney General Letitia James said it would hurt consumers.
When it comes to corporate power, bigger isn't always better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is on June 15th, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
The FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona is raising awareness about cyber scams that target the elderly. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fazzini. She's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. She also has a new book out titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in a World of Cybercrime. My first question to her was, what was some of the most interesting and shocking things that she was able to uncover in this book?
The very beginning, one of the most surprising things to me was how much like American businesses these cyber criminal organizations are run. And that started well before even I had gone into journalism, when I was working as a cybersecurity practitioner. And so I sought out and found people involved in this underground and got this amazing portrait of these entire towns changed by cybercrime across Eastern Europe, with just tons of money flowing in from the U.S. and from Europe, from the crimes that you're really familiar with. And so from there, I just wanted to, you know, take a microscope to what is really going on there so we could learn something new.
Fazzini also says that social media companies have an impossible job ahead as they rely on algorithms that promote disagreement and therefore outlandish statements and, as President Trump calls it, fake news are often promoted on their site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.